Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and we have a special guest on the program with us here today. From Genesis Development, we have the Operations Manager, Kathy Pittman, joining us now. So thank you very much, Kathy, for being on.
Thank you for inviting me.
You bet. Well, Kathy, it's come to the time of year for the second annual fundraiser for Genesis Development. And once again, you're putting on a 5K fun run walk event, but this time with a slightly different flavor because you have a new theme to present for people.
Our theme this year is overcoming obstacles. Just like in life, we all have obstacles that we have to overcome, and so do our folks that we serve. So this year, overcoming obstacles, each station is going to be themed to an obstacle that we have to deal with, that they deal with in their normal life.
Now, last year's theme happened to be a color run, so obviously it lends itself to its name, Color Run. This year, obstacles that people have to overcome. So can you give us, kind of go over what those different stations are and what obstacles people will experience?
Well, obstacles, everybody has dreams. So one is going to be unlocking your dreams. For them, again, it's harder for them. So just helping them to see that there is a dream out there. Set it and go from there. Another one is life is a roll of the dice. Another one that we've come up with is aim high. Keep balance in your life. We're really excited to be doing this.
And of course, along with the 5K, you've got your pre-registration guidelines, and those help those people to kind of get those cut rates on those fees, if you were. So if you wouldn't kindly run down some of that information for us.
Yes, our cutoff date is going to be September 4th. Adults, it's $30. K through 12 is $10, and then that's also sponsored by Home State Bank. For each student, they're giving $5, and if there's teams of four or more, you can get $20 off, and that's just for the pre-registration part of it. With that, you get a free t-shirt, swag in the bag. This year, it's going to be a water bottle. We're going to have tattoos that we're going to be handing out also.
And then, of course, for the kiddos that are five and under, they get some stuff for free.
Yes, yes, they get the t-shirt.
Awesome. Now, before we go any further, we should probably tell people when your 5K is going to be happening, I suppose.
That is September 22nd, okay. 2018, at 9 o'clock at the Web House.
And registrations take place at 8 a.m., is that right?
Yes, yes.
And then another opportunity for businesses and organizations to get a part of is you have different sponsorship levels, too.
Correct. We have three different levels of sponsorship. Our first one would be a bronze sponsorship, and that's $100. And it just gets your name, the business name on the shirt, and you can get up to four free t-shirts for that. Your silver sponsor is $150, and you get your business name on a t-shirt, the business sponsor, one of the activities, one of the stations, and four free shirts. And of course, we really like the $200 gold sponsorship. You get your name on the shirt, you get to sponsor one of the stations, and you get advertisement and four free shirts. So, and we really encourage people to come run with us, just have fun for the day, and if you can be a sponsor, we would really appreciate that also.
Now, for those people that think that, 5K is really fun in and of itself, and you're bringing a lot more fun and entertainment to the run itself by having these different stations, the fun kind of carries over after the race because you provide a little bit of music and fun as well.
Yes, we're going to have, tentatively, we're planning a DJ to be there and then having some food there also.
We want to remind people that this is a fundraiser for Genesis Development, so all proceeds goes back to your organization. Could you please remind us and give us a little insight about, with your inaugural year last year, what did you use those funds on?
Last year, we were able to raise enough money so that we could do three different activities. One activity was going out to Springbrook. The men spent a night out there, and the women spent a night out there. We actually had our annual lunch out there for the appreciation, and then they spent the night, and then the women went out the next night. Also went to Kansas City, Worlds of Fun, Oceans of Fun. They spent the night in a motel. We went on to Crown Center the next day and finished out the day and then come home. The last event that we did, for some of those that don't like to stay away from home, got to go out to dinner and a movie. There were seven movies that they could pick from. So we went to Des Moines, went out for supper, and went to the movie and come home. Also, this is a great opportunity for our homes that Genesis has so that they can purchase different items. We had a home that needed a new TV. They got a TV. A home needed a kitchen table and chairs. One home got a vacuum. One got a Christmas tree. So it's just different items that they needed and really couldn't afford, and this was a way for them to be able to afford it, and that's how we raised the funds.
Were you surprised by how successful your inaugural year was for the year?
It was very successful, yeah. To be able to do all that, it was a great opportunity. And that's the reason we do things throughout the year, is to raise money so that we can do these activities with them.
Very cool. Now, again, you've got pre-registration stuff that's happening. So can you remind us again the deadline on the pre-registration and those fees associated with that?
Yes, the pre-registration is September 4th. Again, adults are $30. K through 12 is $10. And then 5 and under is free. Now, if you don't make it by the 4th, you can still register, but your prices go up to $35 for an adult, $15 for children, and again, under 5 is still free. So,
and you're not guaranteed a t-shirt.
Correct, correct. Because we have to special order them, and with the sponsors' names on them, and we don't order a lot of extras. So if you get in before, you're guaranteed that t-shirt, and who can't use a t-shirt?
And you can still sign up the day of, correct, in case you don't know your plans until that day.
Yep,
right?
Yep. And not sure of the weather, so.
Very cool. Any other final remarks you want to make there, Kathy?
We just hope everybody can come out and join us, because it is a lot of fun, and the smiles that you see on people's faces. Last year, we did have some ladies come out, and they represented a member that we'd served for years, and they come out with cowboy hats on. So you can tweak it to however you want. If a business wants to get together and form a group, we'd love to see you there.
Now, to get order forms or to get registered, how do they get a hold of you or Genesis to do that?
You can either stop up to Genesis, or you can go to Get Me Registered at Genesis Development to get those forms. So we're online. So.
And that's our guest for today's Community State Bank and Peyton Let's Talk Green County program, here with Genesis Development Operations Manager Kathy Pittman joining us once again. Community State Bank and Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.